Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with my good friend Bob Lamb, who's the chair of the Securities Law Committee for the Society of Corporate Secretaries. Bob's been in-house at quite a few companies over the years, and he's going to give us some practical advice about being in-house and talking to the media, both in the annual meeting context, I think, and otherwise. So, Bob, what are your views about generally about talking to the media? Should someone in-house do that?
I think people in-house, people in private practice, too, ought to be in the position of talking to the media for a couple of reasons. I think, first of all, we can exercise an educational function. We're always seeing articles in the papers and seeing stories in the media about how bad corporate governance is, and this is an opportunity to educate people so that they're not seeing just one view of how we work and how we do our jobs. The other reason, frankly, is to some extent the personal enhancement. If you become known as a thought leader, if you become known as someone who takes this stuff seriously, your reputation will be enhanced, and not just necessarily for future career moves, but also if you're talking to institutional shareholders, which very often corporate secretaries do, it gives you some street cred. It gives you the ability to say, look, I discuss this issue with so-and-so, they'll see you mentioned in the papers, they may see you on TV or hear you on radio, and it establishes your credibility and your stature as a thought leader. So I think it's a very good idea. And on behalf of the company, you can very often do a very good job telling the company story, and that certainly is true if companies are in some sort of publicly known governance crisis.
So what would you say are the prerequisites for being a spokesperson that talks to the media in general or and also within the company?
Okay, well, first of all, if you're in a company, I've never been with a company that hasn't had this rule. Namely, if you get a request from the media, whether it's print media, certainly for TV or other broadcast media, you need to clear it with your corporate communications group or whatever they may be called at your company. That just seems to be de rigueur, and I've never been in a company where that wasn't the case, and it's for understandable reasons. And very often, if you're in-house, somebody from your corporate communications function will want to just listen in. They may not necessarily participate, but they'll listen in if they see you going in a bad direction. They may give you hand signals or something, scribble down notes to you. It can be really, really helpful to have their assistance. So that's something that you should do. Certainly, if you're in-house, you're going to have to do it. As far as what you need to do in general, I think the old Boy Scout motto is be prepared. Understand the subject matter that you're talking about. Think about the questions that you may be asked. And just do your homework and be ready. Very often, and this is not a dig at the media, but very often the reporters you're speaking to, and again, I think this is irrespective of the medium, are not nearly as well prepared as you are. So the preparation doesn't need to be all that intense. You probably know 95% of what you're going to have to talk about because they're going to ask the questions out of ignorance. And again, I don't mean that as a criticism. They just they just don't have all the information that you have at your fingertips.
So let's talk about preparation and what would be your steps for doing that?
Well, as I said, If you know what topics you're going to be talking about, and again, it may depend upon whether you're talking about your own company, whether you're talking about a corporate governance issue generally, you have to be prepared. You have to do your homework. You have to make sure you're up on the latest. It sounds silly, but read the papers, read the blogs, read your tweets, and find out if there are new developments on the topic that you're going to be talking about. Because anybody from the media will want to play gotcha with you if they know something that you don't. Something else that can be really, really helpful is to take media training. And I've been fortunate enough that two of my companies to have had to take media training. It's a very eye-opening experience that enables you to see yourself as others see you. And if your company provides media training, either with internal sources or external sources, and you have an opportunity to take it, go for it, because you'll have the ability to see yourself as others see you, which you may not realize. you may not realize how well or how badly you come across. I'll give you one example, and this will come up a little bit later in our discussion, I think. When I took media training the second time, it was much more intense than it was the first time, and much more individualized. That was great. It was excruciating, but it was really good. And one of the things that trainer said to me was, I'm a great interviewee because I come across as being very affable. He said, that's also your greatest danger because you want to be affable. You want to be friendly. You don't want to create a hostile environment. But at the same time, because of that, if they ask you a tough question, which occasionally you'll get, rather than speak truth, you kind of want to be a nice guy and you end up saying things you wish you hadn't said. So being affable is really important, but being too affable can be very risky. So I would suggest media training. And obviously, if you're going to be interviewed by somebody, again, regardless of which medium he or she is with, read the articles. If it's a live media interview, look at YouTube or look at the web, see if you can find a spot where this particular interviewer has interviewed someone else and try to figure out their style and how they function. Just so that you know what to expect. Again, I come back to the Boy Scout motto, you've got to be prepared. So you've got to do your homework as far as your knowledge base is concerned, but you also need to do whatever homework you can to find out more about the reporter or interviewer that you're going to be talking to.
What about different types of media? Is there different preparation, you think, or just not even preparation, but even, I guess, what you do for print media versus the various forms of what I call video media, but that would be TV, radio. So I guess radio is not video or webcast.
I think you know, radio, webcast, a lot of quote-unquote new media approaches are all live media, and they pose the same kinds of risks. I mean, frankly, print media is much easier because you can ask the interviewer questions about his or her questions. If you don't understand a question, you can ask them to rephrase it. You can say, I'm not sure I understand what you're getting at. Can you explain it to me? And it doesn't interrupt the flow because the flow is going to happen on the cutting room floor, so to speak. When they actually sit down to write the piece, they'll figure out what to say and it'll all seem very smooth. If you're doing live media, I've only done it twice, and it was a TV interview both times, and I still have the tape of when I was interviewed the second time, at least, and it was really scary. I think I did a good job, but it was really scary because you do not have the ability to hesitate. You don't have the ability to ask for clarification, because if you ask for clarification, not all the time, but most of the time, it sounds like you're dodging the question. It sounds like you're not paying attention, so you really have to be quick. And you really have to think on your feet, which for a non-litigator like me is really a challenge. Second time I was interviewed on TV, it was live. It was a CNBC Power Lunch, and there were supposed to be, I think, 8 or 9 corporate governance people, corporate secretaries who were involved in governance functions on this panel. And it turned out that I was the only one who showed up, and Michelle Caruso Cabrera was pounding me on why nobody else had shown up. And I finally had to push back and say, as nicely as I could, I'm really happy to talk to you about our situation, but I really can't speak to why others did or didn't show up. Maybe it was scheduling problems. I only found out that you wanted me to appear last Friday. But you have to be at the top of your game. You have to really not hesitate. One trick, it was really funny, one trick that I found out I had properly used, but I didn't find it out until after the fact. She asked me a question, and I said, well, there are really 3 answers to that question. If it was 1, XXX, 2, blah, 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 3, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have a recurring moment, but I forgot what the third one was. But afterwards, I was told by our media trainer that speaking in threes is really considered great because it gives sound bites, and it gives some sort of clarity to the watcher, to the observer. So I don't know if that's still considered true. For all I know, it wasn't true when he said it. Another thing that I found interesting is that when I did it, I was with a company that was under a lot of public scrutiny, and somebody I know happened to be watching Power Lunch that day, and when she asked me all these questions about why the other people didn't show up, he told me I blew the opportunity to really to smash the opposition. And I could not disagree more, because at that time I didn't know whether the company and a bunch of executives were going to be indicted within the next 20 minutes, and I think I would have been very embarrassed had I trashed the other companies, and then the next day, you know, my company got indicted for something. So you have to, I found it was helpful in that context to take the high road. But if you're asked to do live interviews, and again, I don't think the medium is as important as it was even, you know, 10 years ago, because you've got webinars, you've got all sorts of live media, sort of take a tranquilizer beforehand. I hesitate to say that. It was just very tense for me, and I'm not usually tense about public speaking.
When I did TV, I got unnerved when they powdered my forehead right before I went on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And those of us of a certain age could only think of Milton Berle and the old makeup joke, but 99% of your audience won't know what the heck that's about. But I actually was lucky, because the guy who did media training for that company gave me sort of intensive treatment over that weekend, so that by the time I appeared on a Monday morning, I really felt that I was as good as I was likely to get. And maybe overtraining is also an issue that never happened. But I just think print media is in general a lot easier, although there are some reporters who are very, very aggressive. And I know that's one, maybe that's one risk that I should point out. I will not mention any names, but there's one reporter who pounded me. I mean, every time this person wanted information about my company, I would get a call, and it made no difference where I was or what I was doing, and really pushing hard for me to provide information that, in my view, would have breached my attorney's obligation of confidentiality, you know, possibly to the point where she was asking me for me to disclose privileged information. And finally, I think the best approach that I used at the end of the day was to get angry. And I said, look, I was told that everybody else talked to her. She talks to lawyers all the time, and they're always telling her things. And I said, look, if that's the way you feel, you want to call somebody else, because I'm not going to do that. And you can call me 50 million times, but I guess that's one downside. If you expose yourself to the media, a reporter likes you, he or she may hound you a little bit. But I still think, on balance, to get back to the sort of where we started, I still think on balance it's important for you to be willing to speak to the media in the right situation, to educate them, to enhance the stature of your company and you personally, whether it's individually or on behalf of the company.
Well, it's great stuff, Bob. As always, I appreciate your time and look forward to
talking to you. Thank you very much. Always good talking to you, Brock.